Welcome back. Today was the annual meeting of shareholders for the Daily Journal Corporation, and that meant another appearance by Charlie Munger, chairman of the Daily Journal, vice chairman of Berkshire Hathaway, and longtime business partner of Warren Buffett. Our own editor-in-chief, Andy Serwer, spoke with Munger before the event and joins us now. Andy, your conversation spanned a wide range of topics, but it was Munger's comments on inflation and how dire of a risk rising prices are to really our society that really caught my attention. What else can you tell us about this, and what else stood out to you about this discussion?
Yeah, well, Emily, when you get a chance to ask Charlie questions, you have a million of them. And he has an opinion about every single one of them. And it's usually something that's just, well, eye-opening. And you're right. I asked him about inflation, and I thought I would get sort of a, well, yeah, something I'm looking at. You know, we're going to come out of COVID. We have a little inflation. But actually, he was a lot more, well, vehement about the problems that inflation poses. Here's what he had to say. Take a listen.
Inflation is a very serious subject. You can argue it's the way democracies die. When democracy dies in Latin America, inflation is a big part of it. So it's a huge danger once you've got a populace that learns it can vote itself money. If you overdo it too much, you ruin your civilization a lot. And so, of course, it's a big long-range danger. If you look at the Roman Republic, and even after they went to a empire with an absolute ruler, they inflated the currency steadily for hundreds of years, and eventually the whole damn Roman Empire collapsed. So it's the biggest long-range danger we have, probably, apart from nuclear war.
Oh, wow, you guys. Inflation right after nuclear war, that's pretty dire. And, you know, you can take it with a grain of salt. I mean, okay, if we're the same as the Roman Empire, I think we have a few hundred years, 500 years, 800 years to go here. But still, it's worth considering, especially because a lot of people haven't been around and haven't really experienced inflation since it was 40 plus years ago.
Andy, it was a wide ranging conversation that you had with Charlie. And particularly one thing that sticks out is what he said about Apple and knowing the history that Berkshire Hathaway had with Apple, how they were hesitant, reluctant to get into tech for so long. And now it's what their largest position because one of the other fund managers was able to execute that trade. And so what did he have to say about the tech behemoth?
Well, you're right, Brad. Those two are linked now, Berkshire Hathaway and Apple. And it is this huge position. It's a huge part of their portfolio. And so because all the rest of us own it, too, out there in America and around the world, you know, listening to what they're going to do with that stake is critically important. And so I always really want to hear their subtle little changes in their perspective. It didn't sound like it at all. I mean, it sounded like a core holding for a long time. And you're absolutely right that it was either Ted Weschler or Todd Combs who convinced Buffett to buy the stock. They did pair off a little bit, but that's only because the stock had grown so much that they, you know, needed to rebalance a little bit. They still owned, you know, just as much as ever. And, you know, now Buffett and Munger, too, are very comfortable with that holding. And it's not really a tech thing. It's a, you know, consumer product. And even Munger was saying everybody owns one of them. So it kind of makes sense. It fits their pattern of the kinds of stocks that they own.
And Andy, I want to turn your attention to Chevron, which Munger said he felt good about. I'm wondering, what was it that he feels good about, especially when you have the Ukraine-Russia pressures? You have, obviously, gas could potentially hit $7 at the petrol station for people. What was he honing in on?
Yeah, Rochelle, a little bit surprising. I mean, first of all, I asked him about it in the context of selling Bristol-Myers and then buying Chevron. It looks like, okay, the pandemic's over, so you sell the healthcare and then you buy a cyclical coming out of it. And there may be something to that. But he really was, you know, talking about yield a little bit with those kinds of securities, those kinds of equities. And in particular, though, with Chevron, he was talking about management and how comfortable he was with management. So that was an interesting thing. And of course, you know, a lot of people have problems owning oil stocks. That's not going to be a problem with Charlie Munger. And of course, the price of oil has just been on a tear recently, you guys. Not exactly clear when they bought this stock, but they already could be big winners here, which, you know, if you know Munger and Buffett's not really that surprising, right?
Yeah, exactly, Andy. Yahoo Finance's Editor-in-Chief Andy Serwer joining us here this afternoon. Andy, great to have some of your takeaways from the conversation. We'll check back in, of course.